So we're starting a Igeres Teiman, which is written 10 years later than the first Igeres. The Rambam was already famous. And basically there were three issues going on, three things going on in Teiman, which had a very large, beautiful Kehillah. And it was, first of all, the government there was Geyser Shmad on people. That was a typical type of thing. And secondly, there was a Meshumed who had become a Muslim and was preaching Rayas from the Torah to Islam. And finally, there was also Meshuggah the Mashiach, a Jewish guy who was going around saying he's Mashiach and Eliyahu Novi and all sorts of other things like that. And all of the above was creating havoc. So they wrote to Rambam about it, and the Rambam wrote a letter. So the first few pages are a very, very flowery introduction of the Rambam, and it's like the way Sfarim write, where he demurs the beautiful titles they write to him. But like everything that the Rambam wrote is Kodesh Kodashim, and the way he writes everything is should be learned. So, Mini Ano, Moshe Reb Maimon Hadayan, Reb Yosef HaChacham, Reb Yitzchak HaRav, Reb Avadya Hadayan. Zeche Tzadik Nitosh Nevrocha. So he has a yichus here of going back three, four generations that he's holding on to in terms of signing himself as such. Interesting that he feels that it's worthy to note that. Chask Yodayim Rofei Zubrekayim Koshes HaMeitzu. It's a pasuk. And it's something that is the theme of the Rambam in this letter. It's interesting. The Rambam in his Mor Nevuchim also starts with a pasuk or two that he feels sort of encapsulates what he's going to do over here. So something along those lines. L'chvoid gadol v'kodesh ma v'rav Yaakov ha'chochem ha'nechmad ha'yoka nichbot ben k'void ma v'rav nesan al z'chon v'rocha ben Alfiumi, ubechlal kol alufenu, achenu kol tamida kila shabertz teiman yishreim tsurim v'yogim v'adomim insela. So he's writing it to this Reb Yaakov Alfiumi in particular, but he wants it. He's writing it for all the kehillahs in Teiman, and then he writes a little bit now b'shvachay of the place that he's writing to. Al shroshi ha'emes yo'idu gizehem, who they are is made on how wonderful the shroshim are. Now, by the way, the Geras itself is written in Arabic and translated. This first flowery introduction is written in Hebrew. I guess it's not easy to do it in Arabic. A certain translation wouldn't be as so good. But the Rambam writes, Ki Yad Hashem HaTov Alav. So he says, but concerning Teiman, people in Teiman, Al Shreshi HaEmes Yo'idu Gizehem, Va'al Tuv HaMayonos Yashidu Nov'ehem. And how good is the source of the spring, where you can tell by the water that flows from it. So basically, looking at how wonderful the Kehillah is, how extraordinary the Kehillahs are, it says a lot about who their Shroshim were. But Omnom, he says, Ki Mesherish HaEmes Porach Neitze Nemon, from Mesherish of Emes, a branch of that's Nemon came out, Mimayan Achesed Nahar Godel Nimshah Peretz Teimon, Lahashkas Bem Kolganim, Now he's speaking a little bit about the Maisim Tovim, these people, this Nachal that comes out, flows gently. It flows for every body that goes through the desert to go and to fill up from it. This is where you find all that you need in Nuchnis or Gashmis. Everyone who goes there or visits there or is there at all tells everybody else about it, that it's a kimotsu mato yofa venamon. They found a wonderful plant, a wonderful tree, umira toiv kol rosa by yishmon, leroy ehem by mira nemon yeshar et steimon, vichihem ladal nois ne lachmoy. They give, they feed the hungry, the poor, misad la osha, maktime shloimoy. They help the wealthy people, halicha shvo kivulomoy. People who are traveling in the desert say, oh, soon we're going to get to Taman. They have it stretched out to everybody who goes by. They sit and learn all day. They follow the halacha. Roit fetzerek machzika bedek. Mamidei krater al tilom. Mikapzim nifzir Hashem milulam. They're mekayim all the mitzvahs the way it should be in its and in the entire community. There are no problems, no issues, and so on. Baruch Hashem, I guess, I hope I'm not arousing your cheshek to go live in Yemen. He says, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, mekayim Torah, Hashem, chukim, b'yim, arachoykim. Baruch Hashem, that there are Shem Torah, even the furthest, most far-flung places. Remember, Yemen from them was very far. So for the Pasuk in Yeshayah, Miknaf Haaretz Mir Shemanu means even from the furthest stretches of the earth, we've heard the Dvar Hashem. Yisadchem Hashem lahokim das vechukka lishma mishpat et stoka lintza mitzvah se das lesa yusay misela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help you keep mitzvahs and Torah and so on. Vekashe giyo eleinu ksavcha yakireinu lemitzrayim nomu kol aznayim ki taivuhu leinayim. When I got the letter from you, everybody was happy. Vuhu heyed befaneinu alecha. You are one of those, you particular Rabbi Yaakov, he spoke about Taman, he says, you particular Rabbi Yaakov, the Rosh Hagafim letter is that you're Eved Hashem. Open up the hidden chalakim of Torah to you, v'imal lipcho mitzvuneho, v'yedvoreo ner l'raklechov orlin sivasecho. That, this is a piece acknowledging the Rabbi Yaakov that sent him the letter. So he's Pesach Bechoyde of Yadus Taman. He goes on to the Kavoyd of the particular person writing the letter. Now, what about the titles they wrote to him? V'zeh shamati didein v'ksof, for that you wrote, ki shamato miktas achein anshagol asein yishrem tzuram, shemahalno yisim rabbi menasim, v'orchum yisim doyle yisanim. You heard from some people that make me to be a very big person. Lefi avosam siperu, they said it because they love me. Betuvam bechaz nivchiberu, they did it out of sheer goodness of heart. Vedaba divo alifana, but he wanted to hear the truth. Mimenishma, listen. Val odamacha altisha, don't listen to what other people tell you about me. Ani katan miktani chachmei sfarad, I am from the smallest of chachmei sfarad. Asher edyam begolus hurad, that were devastated in the golus. Despite the fact that I'm always trying to learn, I have yet to be where my avos were. Because we've had terrible, terrible things. I mean, they were chased out of Spain, and they ran away from Morocco, and we weren't able to sit peacefully. We were wearied, and we never had a chance to rest. I ran after the other people that were cutting wheat. I tried to gather in as much as I could. I take the big ones, the healthy ones, and I don't reject even the thin, and you know, I'm poor, and I don't have the ability to say no to even the smallest piece of knowledge. Says Shifti Abayis Me'at, I've just been started. V'levay Hashem Shehoylanu V'Seinu Sipurlanu Lohisakti Me'at Hashem Esper U'Mimene Tomen Esper. So I've gotten very little, and I keep hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will open and give me. V'al Oydus Yedideinu Talmideinu Rav Shlomo Yechzkan HaKohanim HaChocham Adov Hashem Atev Sofcha about the Talmud, my Talmud Reb Shlomo, the wise man who said that he keeps talking about my praise and so on. You know, the Gemara says there's a musik of being to speak guzma. It's a turn of phrase, but it has no real substance. He just spoke a lot because he likes me a lot and cares for me. Hopefully, Kadosh Baruch Hu should watch over him, and he should come back from Tema. As far as everything you wrote to me, so these are the opening remarks which I respond to. I needed to answer in Arabic. So that people can read through it, everyone can read through it. I'm writing it in a very universal language so that everybody could read it, know and understand it, no matter how learned or unlearned, men, women, children, and so on. That's his opening. That's what we have in Ivrit. From now, it's going to be a translation like almost everything else we have. By the way, I mean, I guess, I don't know, we can learn from the Rambam that when you need to write for everybody, you write the language that is language of our country. There were many in the Hungarians. The Hungarians were against saying a drush in any language but Yiddish, and this was from the big fights and you know, with reform and so on. The Rambam did not hesitate, neither did many other Rishonim, to use the vernacular, but that's what people understood, and that's what we needed to speak. Okay, Aleph. Omnam, Masha Zacharta Min O'Emid Beretz Teimon, Ashegora Shmada Yisrael, V'chriya Kol Mekoyim Shesh Men Sholem Lotzitz Men Adas, Kimoy Sha'osa K'nayni Baratzitz Ma'arav. He said that there was a gzeira, that everybody has to convert, to Islam. K'moy sh'osa k'nayim b'aretz ha'marav is aretz ha'marav over here means what's called the Maghreb, which is Ma'arav in Arabic. That's West Africa, Morocco. So he said these were the Almohadim. They were kind of they like, I guess, like the Daesh people, very into converting the infidel. Shmuazu hisira hadar panenu. It devastated us. The rogzu v'cholala kol kilaseinu. We were all very devastated by it. Ubeimis eshon leimaleo. And all we can say is she shmua ra, asher kol shema titzal na'otav. It's a terrible shmua. Whoever hears it, you know, his ears ring. Sherofu lo liboseinu v'nisbabla matzaseinu tzatzatos elu. Our hearts became weak, and our thoughts are confused concerning these terrible tzaras. Nimshach lanu shmad v'katzvei oylam v'mizachu mayrif. There is a shmad going on from east and west, and Klaus was in the middle. Elam izeh ve'elam izeh. These people are attacking from the east and in Yemen, and these people attack from the west in Morocco, and we're in the middle. When the Navi saw this tkufa in his nevuah, he started davening for us. Kakosu v'oymar Hashem Elokim, Chadalno, Mi Yokum Yaakov Kikotenu. Stop. how will Yaakov ever be able to rise again? He's so small, he's so fragile. Vidavazay says, Lo Yaharabo Balamuna, Lo Yashtecheu Mishayishta B'moisha Amona. This is something that a Balamuna is not shaken by it, doesn't try to second guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Suffically is Elu Chevli Mashiach. Certainly these are the Chevli Mashiach. Shechacham Mivakshan HaBoyer Shem Mitzvimim. That Chazal was called that, you know, V'lo Yechmeno, Yesi V'lo Yechmeno, that he should come, but we shouldn't see it. V'gam HaNeviim HaYimar Idim Bal Yisrael Zohar Nesehem. The Neviim also were overwhelmed by it. They were frightened out of their wits when they would think about this tkufa. K'may sh'ama to'o levovi palotzes b'yasasani b'chulu. V'gam b'seif ha'yosh ha'ama b'yri oy mich yemi sumoy el. Like, who could possibly live when HaKadosh Baruch Hu unleashes this tkufa? So, and he later is mefarashit that it's going on this tkufa. Avamasha Marta Shedas. So he says we have tremendous empathy for this terrible tkufa. We know how devastating it is, and how everyone was mispalel not to be affected by it. He says, but we should be mechazik namuna and understand this is part of Chevli Mashiach. Al mashamata shedask tzas me'aminu nedor v'nis ba'al b'lo v'no levovam v'ischadish lem sofik v'nis alfas v'rasam. You said that there were some Jews that started really thinking maybe they're right. They started having doubts as fakers. Uktsasam loisam eminasam loinis alfa l'chor zelazeh. And some of them were not upset or frightened. In other words, you said people reacted with either some people were shaken and began to have second thoughts about Yiddishkeit, and some were very, very staunch and stood fast. So he says, Dovazek var kodomi de Daniel al shalom, Vajena Bairi. Daniel already said it. Ki baharich lona yomi begol esena vatsar salenu. That as the days of the Gauls get long and the tzaras keep piling up, yetsu rabim in adas v'ischar shem sofik vito, people will leave the fold and they will have more sfeikas and they'll make mistakes. V'sibazu tia bir oysan duldulenu v'seikiv yad manenu v'iskavusam aleinu. The reason is because they see how low we are and how strong our enemies are and how much power they have over us. A person says to himself, listen, I mean, God is all powerful, so obviously whoever it is that is more powerful, that's right. And it's something which is sort of follows almost automatically. If God has a nation of favors and an emis, and that's where he presents himself, so when Islam is all dominant and has the upper hand, you begin to think maybe that's it. So he says, Daniel said it, Shenema, Uktsasam lois ischashem sof, lois balsarasam, Shenema, it says by Daniel, Yizboru v'yislabnu v'yitzov for rabim. These events are going to purify and a lot of the people, v'yashir rishoyim, v'lo yavino kol rishoyim, v'maskilim yavino. The rishoyim will keep doing rishis, and they won't understand. The tzaddikim will understand. The word maskilim here actually means the tzaddikim, the people who are bali das apana. V'yisum levayalonu. Shafila maskilim v'meminim. So the pasuk is saying that even of the people who had made it till that point, that they'd stood fast in the Muna, Adayin Yavrilim Tsores Koshes Viros Yisim Rashinus Shamdu Kinegam. They will have a next stage, a much deeper tsaris. Aches Hashem Sofik Vyitu Vyisu. Ache is Barlahem Kiimat Mizer. Kumeshama Umina Maskilim Yikosh Litzepem Olivar Laman is Kater the Mert. So even the people who passed the first test, the people that were Mevinim and Maskilim, there's a second test, and many will fall out over there. Va'ati says, Achenu, Chayovim Atem Lahatois Oznechem Leshmoy Mashasadef Nechem Ustandul Tafanashem. You need to listen carefully to what I'm going to say, and you need to teach it to everybody. Kadeshi is Kayim Lemashi Stapik Memunosom, so that it shores up their moon that they're missing. But his chazik nafshaitzam emes shaimlo zmirenu. And it'll be machazik the emes that they have to stick with. V'yatzelena abayra v'yatzelena safik. Kadosh Baruch Hu should save us and save you from safik. Do. So now he's going to explain a little bit the musig of Sinas Yisrael, why it is that the Goyim hate us, what it is that causes it, and why is it that we are condemned to constant tsaros and so on. Da, shezoyzhi Torah Hashem itis shritan te'yaldoin kol neviim ha'shoinim ha'chorinim. The Torah we have is the Torah that's given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebetorah zoyzhi delon ha'boyer mishav ne'oilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu set us aside with this Torah. Shenema rak b'avosecha choshek Hashem lahava isam v'yifcha b'zar machrim b'chem mikol amim kayim hazeh. In other words, Torah, the difference between Klal Yisrael and Mosayilam lies in Torah. And I would assume one can also say in the ability to receive Torah, but it all goes around Torah. He says, Ve'enza lefishinu ru'uyim lekach. It's not the pshat that we were ro'uy for Torah mitzad our Ruchnistic statue per se. This is a little tricky. In other words, we did have a reason. The fact that the Avos, which is what he's going to say in a minute, made us royal for Torah, is not just sort of a blind, because we had Heilig Zaydus and so on. It is a difference that we have in us that makes us royal for it. But it's not the answer of the difference doesn't lie in what we are, but rather potential. It's like when I pick something as coming from good stock, I say the chances are that the generations will have all these qualities, or maybe even he has the quality in a hidden way. So he says, because there was a predecessors. V'izbaro maloseinu alzoseinu bichlaloiso mishpatov. Shenema umi goygol ashechukim shat tzadik chater zoyis ashnachem asepneichem. So because we have that position, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meyachid us to have Torah mitzvahs, kinuni hagoyim, kinuni hagoyim kulam adaseinu kinigdoyla. That's why the goyim were mekanas kinigdoyla. It's interesting, there's a Drasha Saran who actually says, he says straight out the simple reason that we are different and weird and unusual, and that's why the Goyim hate us. I mean, I know that there's a lot, there's a Netziv and so on, about when we try to imitate the Goyim, they hate us, especially that, but it there's a truth to that. But here he says it, I can read it to you a second. Tom, It's a Drosha Saran and Drosha Shvi, and he says that Lasid Lavoi, all of the Umis will go and do mitzvahs, the way it says, and he brings the famous pasuk, because Efach al Amim Safa Brura, Vuhu Amram Zal, Ma Ashava Lach Vanachemcha, Lekeshe Ashava Lach Vanachemcha. But the pasuk says, what can I do for you and comfort you? And the word Chazal Darshan Ashava, meaning to be mashve, to make you similar, and that will comfort you. Hapir Shiduran says, Shekolak Tota Shabenevo Umos Hemisibes Chilufo Umos. The reason why we have these fights with the Goyim all the time is because we have a different religion. Like it says in Shabbos, how come it's called Har Sinai? Sheyod Sina Loilam. Or he brings another medrash, Imtinza Stoidi Mash Tegilosh Chaz Avani, Hagidoloi Shekol Chaloyim Sheumos Oilam Evim Alai. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the reason Muslim hate us is because we love you. And Ron says something very, very straightforward. It's the way we see it, Muskel Rishon. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we can't marry the Goyim, we can't eat with the Machal Sisuris, so that creates division and separation. And that allows for hate to grow. Because anytime you have somebody who making his business to stay out of your way, it's sort of a thing that rouses a lot of anger, or upset, or whatever it is. Lefikach omer l'kshashav l'chanechemchok loyim l'kshashav l'choshar umos. When I'll make all the other umos equal to you, shekul yub emuna achas imach, that they'll all have the same emunah as you and achemach. And then it says, over there finishes that, lasid lavo, they're going to come and gather around v'lo yikas amin, they're going to gather around melech ha-mashiach and learn from him and so on. But the Ran says that it's the very fact that we keep away from the Goyim, we're very standoffish, that creates enmity. It's natural, it's normal. He says, demekane us, because we have something they don't have. Vayilchitzu malcheyem b'shvilo la'ar le'nesitne ve'eva. They press their kings to rouse sitne ve'eva. Or it's saying lelochem Hashem v'lasas meriva imoy. They really would like to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but lekimhu miyarev loy. But with a God, it's difficult to fight. Ve'ein lecha zman me'oshenitlo n'teir zu as manenu zeh shekol malach oivar avizor goivoy machriach miskaber anos she'ein tchol zkavos adai to listen to haseinu v'lafach to haseinu b'oynes nitzom v'cherev. Everyone who's come against us has the setting us against Torah as an important piece of the puzzle. Kama Molek v'sisse v'sancher v'chanetza titus adyanes v'habik yitzben. So he says, Zehu hanoa ha'echad mishnei ha'noem she'iskavnu bo natzeach ha'chevetz aloiki. This is one of the two this is one of the two types of ways in which they are trying to keep us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being ochre, or they're trying to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen from expressing itself by being ochre Torah from Klal Yisrael. Avla Noa Sheni Hema Muchudodim. The second branch are the sharp ones, the chachamim of Dumas Olam, like the doimim v'apasim v'anim. She'elu kumo came, some were coming out to listen to the same after a seinu, b'tayin she'termala u'b'kutsha she'mechabrim. They do it not through sword, but they do it through writing against us and so on. And he says, the they are trying to do with books and writings what the other goyim couldn't do with Muhammad. Both will not succeed. They're going to make life very, very hard, but they won't succeed. Shakarish Baruch Hu Bisser Oisana de Yeshaya, because Rosen Vasa Shekol Anas Oinatschen, She Yeskavin, Listed to Aseva Simcha Zion, Yeshaba Berkeley Machatu Yasichu, that we have a Ftachan Rosh Baruch Hu that anyone who starts up with us is going to not succeed. Vezede Achmosh Kloima Shatsosoi Le Tishulam Lolo, Ukumoi Kain, called Toyen Sheiskabim Levatlamash Vyadenu, Yeitzi Mechuyim and Adim Vitanasi Vivatlaisa. Anyone that wants to be Vatla with Tainis will eventually be defeated. Let this kind of Mishnema called Kli Yutzer Laich Leitzer, Choloshen Tokum Itoch, Lamishwata Shiz, Zesnachsavar Hashem, Midir Hashem. So there is a haftacha that all of this will not be Matzliach. Ushte Ela Kavonis, Kloima Goyim is Kabnish to Ela Kavonis. So the goyim recognized and realized that it's not going to work. They've made a shutfis to get rid of that yisoid. They're trying to get rid of it, even though it won't succeed. So they make life very hard and difficult, but the binyan remains and doesn't budge. The emes mocks them. Kadosh Baruch Hu laughs at it that they're trying to do something which is not going to work. The effort and the strain that they're exerting trying to break the Das Emes, and the fact that the one trying to break is really lame. As he says, Ninatkas Masin Ashikhman of a Seymo, Yeshua Shemai Misrak Ashimil Gamay. Vadain, he says, on the Bechunim Umnusim Beshtea Kitus Elu, Meyoma Hussein Hussein. We are constantly besieged by one or another of these Kitas, ever since we went to Golos. They're trying to destroy us either by physically destroying us or by weakening our religious bonds and so on. Okay, we have to hold it here. Any questions? Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, so we'll start the next piece next week. Next week, I think Tuesday, we can go back to Tuesday. It's a normal week. Okay. By the way, after that, there'll be about 3 weeks I'll be in Eretz Yisrael that I won't. But next week is good. The week after that, I'll be leaving, and then I'll be gone 3 Tuesdays. Okay. Kol Tov.